I believe so much in myself and I have a bulletproof mind. When I go out there, I know what I'm able to do. And I do it good. People call it arrogant, I call it confidence.
My mind is absolutely bulletproof, solid as a rock.
I'm unbeatable. I can't be beat. This is impossible.
I don't give a f*** anymore.
I'm totally and completely, unequivocally unbeatable.
I'm tough, because what does not kill you makes you stronger.
You can dim me. You can damage me. You're never ever gonna beat me.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit.
You have to be crazy enough to think that it's possible.
There's nothing that comes out of quitting, besides knowing that you didn't finish.
The easiest thing in life is to give up. The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to.
We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're gonna do it to try and be the best.
People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up.
Life isn't fair at all. So what are you gonna do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was gonna miracle me to be somebody special. All my situations were on me now, and solely on me. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a bad or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a bad hurts.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. It's up to you.
I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
When you're built different than everybody else and you have this desire for more and this desire for achievement and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like f***ed up.
So many people die with untapped potential because they think that someone else is f***ing better than them. But if you want to and go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you can do, you've arrived. You have no fucking idea how great you really are, because you are using such minimal of what you have.
When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing. Most of these people end up doing what they say they're gonna do and being who they say they're gonna become.
If you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing. I can't live that way.
Everyone does a few reps where the burn starts and they stop. No one goes the extra mile and keeps going. Like no one's in here right now. Why? Because it's Saturday evening, everyone's going to party, no one's in here, just me. You know, no one goes the extra mile. The thing about traffic jams, guys, there are no traffic jams in the last mile of the race. It's just you and your shadow. In the beginning, everybody's there. All the pretenders and the contenders, they're all there. But the last yard of life, the last mile of the journey, ain't nobody but you and your shadow. Traffic jams don't exist that far off, because everyone else has already given up.
I truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard and put in the time, you will succeed.
If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do.
It's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those fucking days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's fucked up. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. You might be getting bullied. You might be falling behind in life. Who are you on those days when shit's all f***ed up? Those people who get up on those days when everything's f***ed up and still grind? That's the separator right there.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
If everybody who's like at the bottom and feels like they have nothing going for them, reframe that as, I have nothing going for me, which also means that I have nothing to lose by taking action, it makes you a much more dangerous person. And I think that was the flip that I've had repeatedly shown to me in my life that allowed me to take the step that I was afraid to take.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generational.
They say the true hell is when the person that you are meets the person you could have been.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
Whatever I'm afraid to do, I do it. Anything I'm afraid of, I confront it. And that's my personality. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Because that's all about you. Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish a tackle.
14 days, 13 days, whatever the hell it is, don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
One of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
If you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
And we got to take advantage of the time we have right now. If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
If you don't see results in the first 2 days or the first week, I'm done. That's the mentality of most people.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do.
I love fear, and the reason why, behind every fear is a person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible. If you face your fears, guys, you will realize it's not that big.
If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you this is not a good move. This is not a good move.
I didn't teach myself victory first. I taught myself failure. I taught myself how to fail. And people go, that's so depressing, is it? When you're 300 pounds and you can't read and write and you're f***ed up, you know how many times you're gonna f***ing fail on that process? So if you don't know how to fail, there is no victory.
You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Right.
You be that warrior in that garden, and you stand strong. You be a strong man. You be a good man. And you just let the world rage around you.
If you go visit the darkness that you've been running from, you'll have the opportunity to leave a better person.
5 or 6 years, I went every single day without missing a single day.
I never got sick. I was in the water on Christmas, birthday, holidays, everything. It didn't matter. And I think if you look at the greats in anything that in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation. For me, that's what I've found.
I tell young men, it's like, find something difficult to do. You need that. You're not built for comfort or pleasure. Like, if that comes along, good. You know, if you have a day where you're comfortable and there's some things around you that give pleasure, have some sense and enjoy it. But don't be thinking that's what your life is aimed at.
It's the few that do. The few that do in life. That creates the envy for the many that just watch.
Once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you gotta be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
Man, I'm built different, period. I'm just built different, man. And I've always had a discipline and a work ethic that I've had at a young age that I just apply it to everything that I want to do. And I always felt like if other cats was out partying and I was home studying, I would have an edge.
Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you.
Nobody else at the moment has the power to change you unless you have that initial spark and say, I must do something. I don't want this anymore.
Something has to get you out of bed.
Tomorrow rest, and Monday we're gonna begin one more training. If you don't want, go back to Dagestan and stay with your mom. She's gonna give you every day good breakfast. Yeah. You don't do nothing. Stay there. But if you come here, don't complain. You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not?
You can fucking achieve the absolute impossible. You don't need great parents. You don't need like a private school. You don't need to have this humongous GPA and all this other shit. What you need is the one thing I talked about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
So don't let the pain rob you of your potential, guys. Don't let what you can't do in the moment interfere with what you know you can do. I mean, don't let the pain rob you of your belief or what you can be, because your body hears everything your mind says.
To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want.
Courage is the key to life itself. There are a lot of people who are born in situations where they say, well, I'll never get out of this. So they won't.
Almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting, that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most.
Write down 10 goals that you'd like to accomplish in the next 12 months. My promise to you that this exercise, selecting your most important goal, making a plan and working on it every day, will change your life in ways that you cannot imagine.
My three questions are, what do you want? How badly do you want it? And how much are you willing to suffer? A lot of people are unclear what they want from life. They don't sit down and think through. We are writing our own life story every day.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up.
Know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. For me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything.
You're only good enough is when you say, I've had enough of normality. I've had enough of being forgotten about. You know, no one's seen me living a life of known remembrance. I've had enough of that. I want change in my life. I want to be somebody. There's two levels of pain, guys. There's the pain that hurts you, and the pain that changes you. That's the pain I always salute, because that's the pain of progress.
It is astounding how many people want to be spectacular in life, but also want to fit in and be normal. Like, by being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has.
Athletes will turn up to compete. They put a bit more effort in. They try. They try to be the best amongst their group. Then there's the athletes who train to win. They train every day, every session, so they win on match night. And then there are just those very few players who train to dominate. They train so hard that winning is inevitable.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you.
My personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
Having a clue is overrated. There's this funny myth that people actually know what they're doing. I've spent time around some of the richest, smartest, highest status people on the planet. And let me tell you, it's idiots all the way up. Normalize saying, I don't have a clue. I'm going to work out how to do it anyway.
One of my green flags for intellect is someone being able to say that they don't know. During school, if a teacher calls on you and you say you don't know, you're punished for that. And so we have such a repetitive cycle of both having it happen to us and watching people like us have a punishing experience that it's very, very hardcore taught to us to never say that we don't know. Not knowing is really powerful because then learning becomes the only clear directive.
You have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life.
When you get your mind and body in sync with each other, you're unstoppable.
Do the best you can. These are years that you can't get back. Saddest thing in life is wasted talent, guys.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
Because whatever you say to yourself and believe over and over again, you start to believe as a reality. You start to walk it and talk it and act it. So what you say is, I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit.
I don't have motivation a lot of time. It's actually more about discipline. Motivation's a small thing that can last 2 minutes or an hour. If you've got discipline, you're willing to do it every single day of your life. And knowing that it's going to take so long to do it, you just get up and do it. You don't even think about motivation.
All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. The Bible says, he who loves to sleep and the...
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night.
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the f***ing mold, guys. You get the f*** out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, doesn't work that way. You must switch up the mainframe.
Most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. If you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not going to have to wonder, ooh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes? And yet, somehow we expect things to change. If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
People talk about triple down on your fucking strengths.
Right.
That's the fucking weakest shit in the world. No. Triple down on your fucking weaknesses.
Yeah.
Find out something about yourself. You don't need anyone to tell you how to get through. It's happy.
Right.
That's easy shit.
Right.
I'm going to tell you how you can help yourself get through the times that suck. Real life. This is real life. 90% of your life will suck. 10% will be fucking happy. You may be a lucky guy and have a lot of fucking money, have a great ass woman, all that shit. Trust me. One-on-one with that fucking guy, he's missing something. His life still sucks because he hasn't faced something that bothered him his whole fucking life. Something is still eating that motherfucker up.
Almost everybody.
Everybody.
Expect big things. Think big. Think big. You can do it. You can do it. Why can't I do it? Take a little bit of piece at a time. Have daily goals, monthly goals. You can make it happen. It can happen. What's impossible in your life? Go after that. Have that.
How do I finish what I start? I get 2 weeks into it, and then I stop. Well, this is the thing about it. People forget one thing about me. I used to be you. I used to be a fat guy, a guy that didn't care much, a guy that got D's and F's in school, a guy that blamed other people, a guy that was under mediocre. I wasn't even average. So this is the thing about it. I want to tell you what people don't want to tell you. Why do you stop? It's because you're lazy. It's because you don't mind getting bad grades in school. It doesn't bother you enough to be mediocre, to be average, to sit around and watch people do great things. You don't mind it. So there's your answer. Your answer is you don't care enough about yourself. so you don't stay in the fight.
But the best on earth never lose that hunger. They're hungry to learn. They're hungry to grow. They're hungry to give. They're hungry to contribute. And that hunger, it's more important than intelligence. As important as intelligence is, there are a lot of smart people who can't fight their way out of a paper bag or don't have the energy to do it. I'm telling you, there's nothing that's going to stop a person that's hungry enough. Because a hungry person, failure doesn't stop them. They don't look at it as failure. They go, okay, it's a learning experience. What's next?
The only way to become more successful than most people is to be willing to do something most people aren't willing to do.
The point is that there's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
The feeling I feel right now, as bad as it feels, is a fucking hell of a lot better feeling than a life where you throw the towel in. That's something you never recover from. Tomorrow morning, I'll wake up stronger. I'll feel alive, and I'll have the belief and confidence backing me up. After a good night's rest, I can only get better. The towel's down, and life, there's no more rounds, man. You threw it in. I feel like shit right now, but I can pick the towel back up. I'm gonna be stronger tomorrow, the next round.
I'm a huge Biggie Smalls fan, and he wrote a song called The Sky is the Limit. And as a kid growing up, I believed that. I believed that whatever I put my mind to, and if I was willing to make sacrifices, and I was dedicated, that I could achieve absolutely anything.
And you still do?
I still do.
One of my friends, Alex, has got this quote, which I love, and he says, "The heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make, and you're not making them."
I hate that damn mentality, but I can't get a break. You aren't given any breaks in life. You make them for yourself. We are all being tested in life. While my test is different than yours, you will be tested. And how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete. But still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley, run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
That's why losing in life is so important. Whether it's getting dumped, getting fired, losing a game, loss, those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when it goes wrong and you improve, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better. And I mean that, you know.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin.
The amount of times when I was on my lonely path, where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with, that's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, people are like, "He's amazing, he's so good." But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. Because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will.
The cynics get to be right and the optimists get to be rich.
I've been wrong more times than I've been right. I have failed more times than I've succeeded.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
If you're in a bad position, you feel like you can't win, stay strong, stand up, keep your chin up, and walk. Don't panic. Never panic.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen, right? So the only thing that you can do is have some chosen suffering to prepare for it.
It's the only thing you can do. That's the only thing you can practice for, the unchosen suffering. do something that sucks every day.
Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. It ain't like Rocky round 14, he gets knocked down and goes like this to Apollo Creed. It looks like a man being stuck in a fucking dungeon and there's no fucking way out.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life ain't gonna be anything different. Believe, when you turn around, you're gonna see something that put a smile on your face.
It's the story, man.
Yeah.
We're all writing a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book?
People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the f*** after it every daggone day.
If you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember, it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. And you may be successful, and you may not be successful, but you will be better.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward, or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
Anything in life that you put your mind to, you can do. The world is your oyster. That's all I tell people. It's this and it's heaven. While you're on earth, you got to take advantage of this.
I came with this thing called perform without purpose. And so many people, they need to have a 5K, a 10K. I need to have something in front of me for me to get my fucking ass up and do some shit. And that used to be me. And nowadays, you know, for the past 20 some years, I don't need fucking purpose. And people miss out on this, man. The purpose, we're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? So it's perform without purpose. You have to learn how to get up and do when you ain't got no fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in the fucking dungeon. But guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it. Because when that time comes, because the time is going to come, when that purpose is there, you'll be ready.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you if you let them.
Only the disciplined ones are free in life. If you are in discipline, you are a slave to your moods.
When your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better, but they're not helping you.
The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain.
My personal goal is to squeeze every ounce of potential out of whatever I have. I think that if you feel like you have potential left over, then it will eat you alive until you do something about it.
We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena?
It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to keep going. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
If you haven't gotten what you want, then you're not worthy of it, period. And that's okay. Now you can admit that you suck and improve. Better to know you're bad for a season than pretend you're good for a lifetime. You're not making as much money as you want because you're not as good as you think you are. You're not struggling from imposter syndrome. You're a student and pretending to be a teacher. No students say they feel like frauds for trying to learn. You're a fraud when you get up to teach the class and you've never done it.
Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you fail a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
If a person would sit down and let their body relax, totally relax,
okay,
and then start to visualize in their mind, see themselves the way they want to see themselves. See how you'd like to live your life. See yourself living it that way.
Okay.
Now, understand that that's a picture in your mind. When you pick up a book, the book is nothing but a picture that an author has painted in words. Van Gogh, the great artist, was asked one time how he did such beautiful work. He said, I dream my painting, and then I paint my dream. To get the picture in the mind, and then paint it on the wall or on the canvas. Well, if we would relax and build the image in our mind of how we'd like to see ourselves, how we'd like to see ourselves acting in life, relating to other people, our social life, see ourselves in the position we hold, or how we make our sales presentations if we happen to be in selling or something, and then take that picture and describe it, write it out in the present tense. I am so happy now that I see myself, and write it out. Now, a lot of people will laugh at this and say, that doesn't make any sense. It makes a lot of sense. They can't tell you why it doesn't. I could spend hours telling you why it does, and I could explain it in such detail that everyone would understand it. But write out a description of how you'd like to see yourself. Start to read it, and read it, and read it, and read it every day. Carry it around and keep reading it. The one point that all the great teachers all down through history have all agreed on, they've been in complete unanimous agreement on it, we become what we think about. Now, it may be fantasy at first, it might even appear to us as being a lie. But if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it. And when William James said, believe and your belief will create the fact, you will see the person's personality change. I watch people in the seminars, personality change right in front of my eyes. And all they're doing is starting to see themselves different. They're starting to think different thoughts.
One thing important is that we all have these moments in time that either make you or break you, that can determine the rest of your life. The rest of your life can be determined by one simple decision. 19 years ago, 300 pounds, I was spraying for cockroaches. I made a decision to try to be a Navy SEAL. My whole goal was to go on this path every day after work and to run a mile to mile and a half. This rock was about the 0.5 mark in my run. This rock was a moment that should have broken me. I got 0.5 into it. I weighed 297 pounds. I sat on this rock and I had a decision to make. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. There wasn't some inspirational quote. There wasn't nothing. It was me, myself, and it was freezing out here. I had to make a decision. The decision I make was to get up and keep on going. That one moment changed the rest of my life.
Why are you out running 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning and not later in the day? Or why do fighters do that?
Because I don't want to do it. You know, I mean, just if the discipline is to do things that you don't want to do.
I'm not good enough, smart enough. I'm not talented enough to do that. Some people are.
Some people can start at one. Some people don't have to start at all. If you lack talent, you can't sit back and say, I'll start in half an hour. I can't do that. I gotta start now. And after I get back from starting, I gotta start again.
The big challenge is when you're not willing to do something, but you have to do it. Our mind, it's a box of surprises, and you have to challenge yourself to be consistent. Sometimes it's hard. You like to go to the gym every day? Of course no. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it. It's the main point, because everyone wants to be Cristiano, but I give you the map. You think you will do it that? It's difficult. It's
the discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in sports, but in life.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.